fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, which means we're going to have a good time because the guy next to me, he always brings it. He don't miss. Hardest working man in show business, Wayne Breezy. How we doing, man?
I'm doing good. You guys just, I had to grow myself up. I was like, John's kind of big on the camera, so
I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
It's a button. You know, you just click, click, click.
Teach me your ways, oh wise one. Obi
Kenobi.
I got you. All right, man. Today is going to be fun because I don't know why we do this to each other, Wade, but I'm like, Wayne's on the show. I'm going to make it really difficult on him, and I'm going to give him a bunch of really difficult situations to try to unravel for the 49ers. I didn't tell him what players, but he's going to be picking cross positions. So isn't like, which wide receivers are you keeping? No. That's too easy. No. You have to pick this wide receiver or this linebacker, this running back or this safety. So we're going to be having some fun. We're going to go through some IU talk, some Trent Williams talk, and we're going to talk some quarterback too. And we're going to kind of go wherever the chat takes us, but we've got a nice skeleton, way too many notes to get done the entire show, but I think it's going to be fun. Now, let me just say this before we get started. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, type in the Wayne Breezy, wherever the hell you get your content. Make sure you hit the subscription button. Get those numbers up. That is a paramount, the number one thing of today's show. Support Wayne. He is crushing it out there. He is the best of the best. Appreciate all the chat. Hashtag CC's coming through. That's what's up. This is awesome, man. We got people coming all over. Look at Ed. He says, I'll take the Ayuk signing today so we can move on from this big distraction. Mm-hmm. Wayne, do you think it's a big distraction? For the players?
Not to the players, I can understand why it may be a distraction overall. Like, I get it. It's not football, but it is the business side of football, and anything that is out of the normal is somewhat labeled as a distraction. So I understand. I want people to know that I understand that it's a distraction. For some reason, though, it's not bothering me because I think I understand, like, you know what I mean? So I get it, man. People are going to feel distracted until he's in red and gold, practicing, playing, whatever. So yeah, anything that is not of that normalcy is considered a distraction. As far as it being a distraction to the players, which is what you asked me, nah, it's not a distraction. They understand more better than any of us that it's business. And they're figuring out ways how to continue to press their way and move forward while Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers take care of business. So I get both sides. That's just kind of like where I am. But the reason why I made that face, and I wanted to make sure you finish, you know, your intro, was because I feel like you just told me that I can get with this or I can get with that. Now, listen, it's engine number 9 on that New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up. Let's get to the show. I'm all about the challenge, baby. And I tell you what, payback's a mug, because when the season kicks off and we got week one versus the Jets, you better get ready for that game plan episode on the Wayne Breezy channel, because you, my friend, are going to coach the 49ers to a victory each and every week.
That's what's up. And I think in the season, shout out to my man Yacek, Tuesdays are for John and Wade. It's going to be Tuesday, Wednesdays. So Wednesdays over on Wade's channel, we're going to figure something out. We'll get that going. Tuesdays will be over here. But yeah, you got to support both. All the hashtag BBs. That's what I'm talking about. I wanted to jump to this comment. This is awesome. Look at Joe. He says, I'm ready for my 53rd year as a faithful. It's been a long trek from Brody to Purdy. Let's get to the six, go 90. That's what faithful's about, man.
Wow. That's awesome. How cool is that, man? So he's in his Navarro Bowman year, a.k.a. the winter is coming year.
Dude, I love it, man. I'm the biggest Bowman fan. Yes, I wore my Bowman jersey this week to the game. I was rocking that bat. I can't help it. I can't help it. Now, I put this in my notes right before I went live. I was scrolling through Twitter, whatever else, and I came across just an incredible read. Jordan Elliott, the writer, not the player, Splash Cousin on Twitter, he put out an incredible article about Curtis Robinson. I didn't know this. The Tennessee Titans offered Curtis Robinson a spot on their roster late last year on the 53 man. Yeah. He said, nope. He said, nope. I want to stay.
I remember that. I remember that.
See, Wayne's better than me. In most.
No, I just remember him declining because even though it seemed like the opportunity would have been greater for him to get the reps, there's something about the culture here in San Francisco or Santa Clara, which is where we play. It's something about that culture that you can't buy anywhere else. Now, I believe in Tennessee. You got San Francisco genes there, you know, Ron Carthen and those guys. And so I believe they'll take some of that culture building near. But he wanted to be here. He wanted to stay here. And that should make some noise out there. And on top of that, John, he looks good out there on the football field. Maybe he's starting to finally understand what his role is and what he needs to do. But he's been upgrading every single year since he's been here. I can see him. I can't wait till we get to this, but I can see him moving up, possibly starting, or, you know, I not starting at the Mike linebacker, but I can see him moving up in the ranks as far as being that death piece on some of the other players that have kind of currently took that position, like a DFF or whatever. I can see them battling for a spot is what I'm saying.
Dude, he's second highest rated player on the defense this second game. And look, okay, I have to be honest. I'm going to come 100% truthful here. This was my last this or that. I was saving this one, but since we're talking about Curtis Robinson, he's on one of my lists. Let's do that. This is my last one, Wade. And so I hate that we're starting this because it's not fair, but I'm sticking with it. Okay, here, you got to pick one. You can only pick one.
I can only pick one.
Curtis Robinson.
Okay.
Or Ronnie Bell. It was my last one. It was my last one. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wade's trying to find the sound effect to, like,
come at me. How'd you know that's what I was doing? All right, so this is tough because they're both this. You know what makes this tough? They're both depth pieces. The question is, which are you going to get better play from, far as how they're going to be utilized? So I got to focus on the special teams. So who is going to be the better special teams player? And I got to go with Curtis Robinson. I like the younger Ronnie Bell. I think he has some upside to him. But for special teams, Bell would be a gunner. I feel like you could get another person to be a gunner, but you need that Robinson out there. And if your Mike linebacker happens to go down, I feel more comfortable him taking on the role of the Mike linebacker as a starting linebacker. I don't know how well he'll do, but he's been playing a lot better this preseason than Ronnie Bell has at his position. So I'll go with Curtis Robinson.
Yeah, that wide receiver room is just so weird. It's just weird. And, you know, somebody put in the comments, you know, it's such a buzzkill to not have, you know, Ayuk or Pearsall out there. I forgot who it was, but I want to give credit where credit's due. But, yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. It's just like, it just stinks. Now, Jacob Cowan flashing, you know, in his first game ever, that's huge. And it's weird because it's so easy to sit there and say, well, we're keeping these wide receivers or we're keeping these linebackers. But I think this unique way of looking cross-positionally, these bubble players, special teams go to play a huge role. There's no doubt about it. What's up, Devin? He says, what's up, JC and Breezy? Excited for football, but the Trent situation is worrying me more than Ayuk. Love you too. Keep up the good work. Okay, here's a question. We're going to talk about this later. Which deal gets done first? Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk, in your opinion?
I still think that they get Trent's done first. I think Brandon Ayuk's deal is going to be elongated because it's just the powers to be. So if I'm the Niners, I'm putting that deal on hold since their final offer is out there on the table. And since they're forcing Ayuk to kind of make that type of decision or whatever, and I'm going to go and try to focus on shifting gears and making sure Trent Williams is in the building week one to play against the New York Football Jets on Monday Night Football. And the reason being is, you know, it's not like he's just any left tackle. He's the best left tackle. And so, you know, a lot of people were complaining that Kyle Shanahan put Brock Purdy out there without, you know, offensive line. First of all, that might be the offensive line. So I don't know why people were crying about it. That might be the offensive line that Brock Purdy is going to be using, since there's no Trent Williams and there's injuries to Aaron Banks. There's injuries to Spencer Burford. If you talk about his last year starting offensive line, all them guys pretty much injured. And so that might be it. He might be that offensive line and going out there. So I wasn't really upset with that. But you got to get Trent in the building, because Trent in the building just allows you to woosah. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Bad Boys and R.I.P. to the Captain.
Yeah.
Spoiler
around.
Alert. R.I.P. Yeah. to Captain. But that's it. You get the woosah. So they got to find a way to get Trent in here. Whatever it is, find a way to please the big fella. Get him back in the building. The Niners need to make another run for their Lombardi.
There we go. You know, and it's interesting seeing the chat. Aaron says, you know, Ayuk first. And I don't think people really care. It's just, let's get it done. And I didn't think that the offensive line played horribly wrong. Jalen Moore struggled against Chase Young. Chase Young ate his lunch over and over again. Rest of the offensive line was pretty solid. Even when Purdy was out there, it's just wide receivers, no separation, all that kind of stuff. Kind of deal with that as you will. Now, all right, let's do this one. Pick one, Wayne. This or that, Jalen Graham or Cody Schrader. You only get to keep one. You got the linebacker coming in sophomore year, just continues to impress every time he gets a chance. Cody Schrader was starting the second preseason game, was number five, all the injuries. Now he's up to starting. Obviously, you're getting a lot of guys back. Who are you picking out of these two?
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams' one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win, so it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets.
brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Ooh, look at that. It's frustrating. You could tell.
Well, because I got to think of the overall picture. I just chose Curtis Robinson. So that's another linebacker in the room. Do I add another linebacker to the room, knowing I'm going to get Greenlaw back at some point this season? Do I add depth to that running back room? I think I'm going to go. And then when I look at the running back room, what's the deal with Elijah Mitchell? What's the deal with the rookie Isaac Guerrero? Are those injuries going to hinder them? I got a healthy Cody Schrader that's looking like he can be some type of a promise. I will say he's a better pass protecting. He might be one of the best pass protecting running backs we have on this roster at this point, next to Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell. So I'm going to go with Cody Schrader here. I'm going to go with the undrafted guy over Jalen Graham. And it's not a shot. It's just that the Niners got a bunch of linebackers that are trending upwards. And I'm going to go with the veteran over the young whippersnapper with Curtis Robinson. So I'll take Cody Schrader in this one.
And let me say this. Like, this is the exact conversation that coaches have. I've been in these meetings as a high school coach. Like, all right, who are we keeping where? Well, all right, you're going to keep this linebacker. We're going to keep this running back, position change, all that stuff, because you got to fill out the depth chart. And this is the exact conversation that they're having. Now, the added element that they always add, who can we get back on the practice squad? Is there a chance we can slide this guy through, all that stuff? But here's Kyle Shanahan talking about undrafted free agent Cody Schrader.
Similar to college. He's a good running back. He knows how to run the ball. He hits the right holes, doesn't mess around, lowers his pads, and falls forward. He's been good in practice, and he's done a good job with his opportunity in these two games.
He's looked good. I know the yards per carry in that first game weren't the best, but, man, I agree with you, Wayne. Cody Schrader has earned a spot, and he has just passed so many different checkpoints. Gosh, I like Cody Schrader. What's up, Jax? She's with us right there. Cody looks solid in his kick returns. Yeah, you swap out Trent Taylor for Cody Schrader. Every return got to the 30-yard line. That's 15 yards. That's a free first down. Mm-hmm. Every single drive. Mm-hmm. And Cody Schrader could do it. Like, I would be so happy if we got to the 30-yard line
every single time. I agree. And he protects the ball, right? The only thing that I thought, the thing I thought he struggled with the most is just getting to them outside zones. I do understand that the blocking was terrible. So if the blocking was a little bit better in the run blocking game in this past game, maybe you would have seen. But he doesn't necessarily have that type of speed. I did like on that first run that he had, I think it was 5 or 6 yards. It was kind of like a halfback toss to the left. We were supposed to get to the outside, but his vision was like, nah, I'm cutting this mother truck back up. And he found a hole and got a nice little game. But then after that, it was hard for him to like really gain some grounds on yard on the on yards on the ground. But overall, man, I think Cody Schrader, man, is making the case that Bobby Turner, Kyle Shanahan, they might have another undrafted running back on their hands that they can kind of manipulate when it comes to years to come. So we'll see what happens. But I would take Cody Schrader in this position.
And kind of the mix up here is Isaac Guerrero is supposed to be back at practice this week.
Isaac Guerrero and Ricky Pearsall are supposed to be back. So this is going to be interesting because if Guerrero is healthy, I can't wait to see how he does on kickoff returns and then how he does as the running back, because that's what I want. I want him featured so we can get some really good evaluation of him on tape, on film. I think that's super important. We know what we can get from Cody Schrader. We know he's not an outside running guy. Let him run in between them guards right up the middle, power, blah, 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 blah. Let him do that. Like, that's his thing. Same thing with Jordan Mason. You don't want to see Jordan Mason taking toss to the outside. He's going to get, by the time he get there, he's getting hit. Like, they don't have the speed to get there, right? I did like what I saw from Matt Breida, and I think that makes this conversation a little bit different, right? Matt Breida had a very troublesome first game, and then he came back. He didn't look Breida like he did in the second game, but that running back room is going to be tough because now that's a veteran. He's got the speed. He looked good. It's going to be tough, but I'm taking Schrader in this situation.
I like it. And right here, yeah, this is the thing. Schrader should clear waivers. I don't know. Right? Ron Burgundy?
It's tough, man. Like, it's tough, Invader, because he's a Niner, and Niners typically don't clear these waivers, especially when they featured you. It'd be different if they didn't feature him. He got a game on film. And what we like from him, I'm sure the other 32 and other 31 NFL teams are salivating. Like, yo, as soon as they let him go, we bringing him in. We bringing him in.
Every single running back we have ever had that we have cut or traded goes to Miami. South Beach, baby. South Beach Niners. Like, they will take that dude. I guarantee it. They just waived Salvin Ahmed, who was we waived from like Miami 4 years ago, and he was there for 4 years straight. They traded for Matt Breida for a long time. They traded for Jeff Wilson. They got Raheem Mostert, like got River Crate. They got all our
and there are teams that need running backs. But so when we get to next Tuesday, right, which is, I hate to use the term cut day, so we're gonna have to figure out something nicer to say because we'll figure it out. But when we get to that day, like we got our show, that day is, even though it's going to be like, you know, detrimental to some of the players, some players are going to get jobs on other teams. And so it's a blessing in disguise. Like you lose, you know, your spot on one team, you get cut. But hey, that's why they go out there. They work hard. They put this stuff on the film because somebody's always watching.
Yep. Yep, I like it. Strawberry Reacts, appreciate this question. Do you think they're trying to sneak Pline on the practice squad? Is that why he hasn't played? Yeah, 100%. I was at the Titans game, and he went out there in the fourth quarter. He was in the huddle, and right before they broke the huddle, they sent Cameron Latu and said, get out, Pline. Like, they pulled him late. I've always said this, Mason Pline is a year away, and that still might be early. This is a guy that's going to be with the 49ers organization for a couple years as a practice squad player. Look at guys like Alex Barrett, Taylor Hawkins, Quantrez Knight, that type of learning curve. That dude never played football. He's got to be a practice squad guy, 100%. I just think that's what it's going to be. Right here, Rick, he says, I got a question for both of us. What do you think about a backup quarterback? I think it's mistake number 5. Do you think he's a good back? Here's my question. Let's phrase this. Week 1, right now, Wayne Breece, you're the quarterback's coach. You're Brian Griese. Set your quarterback depth chart 1, 2, 3. Right now, with all the information you have, Brock Purdy 1, who's your second quarterback if you had to set it right now?
I mean, it's Dobbs for me. I like what I saw from Dobbs. I also like what I saw from Brandon Allen. They both have their own version of the escape artist. Those that play Madden know that's a badge, right? So they all have their own version of it. But, you know, just as the quarterback, I was very impressed on watching. Now, I expected this from Brandon Allen to make a lot of the short throws, the quick reads, things like that. I was very impressed watching Josh Dobbs do that in this particular offense. So the Pastronaut, I think, would be my quarterback 2, and then Brandon Allen would be quarterback 3. But it's crazy because I also like what I saw from Tanner Mordecai, who I think is like
– he's got some zip.
He's got the zip on the football, right? And so, like, and he's got a little wheels, right? So, like, it's interesting what the Niners are doing at the quarterback position. I think Brian Griese's like an unsung hero in the NFL. He's been an unsung hero to San Francisco since he's got here. And I feel like he knows how to get what he needs to get out of the quarterbacks that come in to the camp. So I got to give him a huge shout out, but those are my 3, man. And that's the order. It's Brock Purdy, it's Josh Dobbs. And I think my reason why I would pick Dobbs is not just because what he's done with the Niners in this short period of time. You could tell he's grasping the offense. He went through his progressions. And if you look at this last game, you saw him go 1, 2, 3, check. 1, 2, 3, check. Back to 1, 1, 2, 3. Like, he's really trying to get through his progressions. And if a play breaks down, he's not afraid to step outside the pocket or step up in the pocket. And that's what you need. You need a guy that can go out there and find a way to make a play without it hurting the team. And the first game he tried that, got sacked when they were trying to win the game. It was unfortunate. He just ran out of space. He ran out of real estate trying to run around. But he does have that the mobility of escaping, you know, sacks, tackles, things like that. So I like what I saw from him, but I'm also uber confident if something was to happen to Brock and something was to happen to Dobbs, Brandon Allen could come in here and could find ways to win games too. So it's a good quarterback room to have. I think the 49ers have a great quarterback room.
Yeah, I love it. And the 49ers are keeping three guys. Like, I don't understand the debate of, you know, trading, whatever. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're keeping three quarterbacks. It's the way of the future. Shanahan's always going to do that moving forward. And I think that number two quarterback could be something that's volatile, where sometimes it is Brandon Allen, sometimes it is Josh Dobbs. Me personally, I'm going Brandon Allen right now. But yeah, eventually I want it to be Dobbs. I do think that he took some major strides. He's just such a playmaker. He's so stinking fun. Slick, appreciate the super chat. Let's go, Day. John Wayne Show, best 49er show hands down. Slick, really appreciate that. Man, Wayne, we have recorded so many shows together over the years.
We have. You keep numbers of them. That's crazy.
It's a lot, man. I need to go through and look and see how many John and Wayne shows we've had, but it's well over several hundred that we've been doing this, but it's awesome. And so again, Tuesdays here, Wednesdays going to be over on Wayne's channel. So we're going to start that soon. I don't know how soon, but we'll figure that out. Now, one thing that I do want to talk about, this is a new thing. We just gave away our tickets to the Monday Night Football opener. We got another opportunity for you guys to win some 49ers tickets. We're giving away two tickets. Week three, 49ers at the Rams, SoFi, Levi South. This gets two tickets and a pink tailgate pass, which if you know anything about SoFi, this is the only place you can tailgate in SoFi. They're $20 a ticket or three for 50. You just go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams. And all proceeds, so like usually if I sell more tickets, I upgrade the tickets. This one's going for a cause. Shout out to my man Gabe. These are his season's tickets. His 2-year-old son got diagnosed with leukemia not too long ago. And so family needs some money. And so we're doing this to help them out. And that's what that's going to be. So no profit or anything like that. As many as we sell, it goes to my man Gabe and his family, which they're awesome. And so we just want to support that. So again, the49ersrush.com/Rams. Just go to the link in the description of this video. And we're going to be giving those away a couple weeks before the game. So if you want to participate in that, awesome. If not, no worries. Let's get back to some 49ers talk. Here we go. Here's the next this or that, Wayne. Rocky Sin. Number 33.
Whoever the other person is.
You don't like Rocky Sin?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk to me about this.
I just feel like he's not doing anything to stand out. You know what sucks? When I play Madden, he's the guy, too. Like, it's
so physical.
So physical. Right? But sometimes I think his over-physicality just forces him to make certain mistakes. And we got to figure out, you know what? I need to see more this year. Less mistakes in the secondary, meaning less penalties. And I know he had the big one in this particular game. I know he's a savvy vet. He's not a bad player. I didn't even listen to the other player. So give me the other player, because I could be all the way off.
So I wanted to phrase this like the sixth corner or the fourth tight end. And I think Jake Tonjes would be my other choice. Like the 49ers have kept four tight ends a few times. And we've even got some Uncle Salty. What's up, Uncle Salty? Will Tonjes beat out Sauber or in Latu?
Absolutely not.
He'll beat out Latu.
Sauber is tight end too. You got to watch how his blocking is superb.
Yes.
And him being a check down, which I actually like, because now the quarterback, Brock Purdy, whoever's playing quarterback, can actually have this tight end as a check down. And he doesn't have the same wheels, but just him being available on the block and then the release while George Kittle might be downfield running a route. Like, so that 12 personnel, like those two tight ends out there, that can really do some damage. I think we see a lot of that, like a lot of it. I really do.
Shanahan's not changing his scheme, guys. And so, yeah, we might only keep three. The three that we would keep would be Kittle, Sauber, and Braden Willis. Braden Willis is just continues to put up good tape. Yeah, there were some issues out there with Brock Purdy, but he's getting snaps with Brock Purdy.
He had one issue, and it was not coming back for the ball when Brock Purdy asked him to come back for the ball.
Yeah.
That's something that he has to work on. Other than that, it was cool watching him come out of the backfield as the fullback, then motion out to the split end as a tight end. And then, like, I'm like, oh, dude, yo, Kyle Shanahan is – we're going to finally get to see what this kid is all about once the season comes, because that kid is a dynamic weapon. Like I think people forget, like, he's not just a tight end. Like, once this kid gets the ball in his hands, he has the ability to make people miss, get you yak. And that's something that we miss. You saw the first pass – from Brock to him, if he doesn't happen to step out of bounds with his left foot, that was a 20-30 yard plus gain, and he might have cut it back up and got even bigger gain. Yeah. So Willis is definitely tight end three, yes, in my opinion.
Real quick, D and B Spur says 404 not found. If you don't put www in front of it, then it does that. I don't know why it takes like 24 hours for it to populate, but you can just go to the 49ers Rush, click the button for the tickets, and then you get, that leads you, or you can just follow the link in the description of this video. Sorry about that. And look at this. We got Nick, the Godfather. Appreciate the super chat. He says, what's up, my brothers? The Northeast weather today is a little fall-like.
It is.
He's all the way up in Jersey. So yeah, it's close to where you're at. Beautiful weather, reminds me of football season. Miss and love you guys. Can't wait to hang out soon. We'll be in Minnesota, Nick. We're going to be having a good time. You know, I had a coach in middle school, Coach Floyd, and every time, you know, in Texas, if it was like cold or cloudy, he was a big old dude, like 350 plus, big old black dude. This football weather. Like, and so I hear it in my head on repeat, man.
It's the perfect football weather because you'll get the cold sweats, you know what I'm saying, and it won't be too hot, so it's like you got a perfect air condition underneath your equipment, and it's not raining, it's just perfect. It's perfect football weather.
Yeah, there we go. And look at this one. A lot of weather chat. What's up, Rob D? New York City, perfect weather today. How often does that happen? You East Coasters, I don't know how you do it. You're great people, though. I'll give you that.
Well, you're used to it after a while. Like, you just know it's this time. It's hoodie season. It's tank top season. Like, you know.
Sun's out, guns out.
Guns out.
Okay, here we go. Let's go for a sixth wide receiver or a sixth defensive end. And again, wherever your rank on these could change. Chris Conley or Alex Barrett. And this is going to
Conley. It's Conley for me because Conley is more consistent. Alex Barrett will flash a good game once every 30 games or something like that. Like he'll and when he flashes, he makes like really good plays. I love what I saw from him as an edge rusher, but like you said, he's the sixth defensive end. Chris Conley has the ability to be a starting wide receiver in the NFL. It's just unfortunate that he's on a team with guys, you know what I mean? I would even argue that Conley can be wide receiver three or four, like, opposed to being six. And I know why we got him six, but I'll put them rookies down there and bump Conley up. You know what I'm saying? So it's Conley for me over Alex Barrett. Alex Barrett is one of the most inconsistent defensive ends, but he flashes. And when he's able to take advantage of who he needs to out there, he's going to give you a big play. But he's just a big play guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a big play guy.
What do you think about this, Invader? Some Shanahan magic. Conley will clear waivers with that gentleman's handshake deal with Kyle Shanahan. Hey, we're going to waive you, but we're going to bring you back and activate you.
But that's the gamble, right? That's a gamble you got to play. I mean, Chris Conley had – it all depends. Like, so an Invader – you know, this is the way I think. I think the way you think. But I'm a little bit curious to know. I don't know if he was offered. We need to find out if he was offered any deals other than the 49ers as a free agent. I think that's where it'll start. Because if he was, then I don't think he'll clear waivers. But if he wasn't, then it's a possibility that, yes, Kyle will cut him and he'll be that veteran wide receiver on the squad. You know, and they'll keep another young wide receiver because it's money, right? No one wants to talk about the money. You release them, they guarantee money ain't dear, you know, and then you sign to a practice squad, gets a new contract. I don't want that to happen, though, for him, because Chris Conley has been in the league, and when his number is called for the 49ers, he shows up, he shows out. And so he has the ability, to me, to get open downfield, get open in the intermediate routes, And you need that. Like, and I think he has a pretty good rapport with Brock Purdy. So it's Chris Conley for me.
I like that. Rusty says, you know, his cap hits $1.5 million. Like, that ain't bad.
That's easy. That's easy peasy.
I like that. Oh, what's up, Phil? We got Phil in the house. Conley will be Phil. The vet. If Ayuk isn't playing week one for whatever reason, however that could happen, Conley is your number three wide receiver. Like, he'll be out there on that first series, no doubt about it. And he's just so consistent, reliable, special teams, check, 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 check. My issue is I think defensive end is the worst position group depth-wise for the 49ers, offense or defense. There's three. There's only three defensive ends. You got Bosa, you got Floyd, you got Yetur Gross-Matos. Then who? Who's the number four? It sure as hell ain't Robert Beale Jr. That dude, yikes.
But again, flat. They're flat. Like flat. Like it's not him. I mean, Alex Barrett. You got him at six though. Wouldn't he be fourth on the depth chart?
I think all those guys are kind of. It's just the mush. Jonathan Garvin, yeah. Alex Barrett, Sam McQuan, who's probably ahead of him. Like Robert Beale Jr. Like
I don't think Garvin is fourth. Right, I feel like they're all the same.
Yeah, same. Like, it's just gross.
But if you put him fourth, it's because of his experience being in the NFL. I mean, he did flash. He did have some plays. But Robert Beale flashed in this game more than he did game one. You got Alex Barrett who flashed in this game more than he did in the first game. Sam Akwunu, I can't think of how you say his name. Akwunu, this was his first game. He had a player, too. It's like, at the end of the day, John is right. Like, the depth at edge sucks. Like, and I'm not saying that they suck. It's just not. It's a big drop. Because I think it's Nick Bosa and Leonard Floyd, and then it's a drop.
Huge. And the only guarantee, I mean, Yetur is making, he's getting like $8 million a year. Like, that's
the guarantees, right?
Yeah. And he, I think he belongs. Like, I think he's good, but I don't think he's just like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's awesome. So I don't know. I'm with Jamel. I hope we trade for a D end. I
don't think we might have to. So a lot of people want us to trade. I don't think we need to. I don't think you'll have to trade for a D end. I think cut day is the day where the Niners can say, hey, let's go shopping. Let's see who's free. They got money. Randy Gregory was released. Not that I want him back, but he was released. So there's going to be other players. I saw you shake your head without me looking at you. And so
I watched that film. Drives me crazy when I see number five out there doing stupid shit every play.
You don't have to explain it to me. I totally understand. I'm just giving you an idea that there's going to be guys that are going to get released for whatever reason. And then the Niners, I mean, we're just talking about depth here, right? We're not talking about guys that got to come in here and start. Well, you know, we're just talking about guys that can play depth.
I like it. So, like, yeah, we'll see how that pans out. Okay, let's go inside. Inside offensive line, defensive line. Evan Anderson, the prized undrafted free agent, got the most guaranteed money of anybody. Or rookie Jared Kingston, who played left guard and right guard this past week. If you had to keep an extra inside guy, defense, offense, Evan Anderson versus Jared Kingston. Ooh.
I understand that Jared Kingston was sixth round draft pick, right? And I get it. And I know Evan Anderson was an undrafted guy, but I'm worried about that rotation too. Do we need more players in that spot? I think he has a long way to go. I think you release him though. He becomes that practice squad guy, and you go with the offensive lineman and Jared Kingston. As much as I love Evan Anderson and what I feel like he can bring to the team, he's buried on that depth chart. It's gonna be really hard for him to get the reps that he needs. He'll need some time to develop on that practice squad as well. So same thing with Kingston. He's gonna need time. I feel like Kingston is this year's Nick Zakel, but at the end of the day, like, I like what I saw from him in game one. I didn't like what I saw in game two. So game three, we will get a better sense of how he can stack consistency out there on the football field. But I think you go with Kingston over Anderson.
He had a couple plays where I was like, ooh, but then a lot of just routine plays that were just like, meh, for Jared Kingston. But there were like two plays where I was like, there it is. That's what's up. Now, Evan Anderson, again, is talking about defensive line. Defensive end, not a lot of depth. Defensive tackle, not a lot of depth. And so, like, especially with Kalia Davis going down, I just don't know. And so the reason why I gave up these questions to you is because I don't know. And, you know, if Wayne says keep the O-line guy, I'm totally cool with that. Mm-hmm. Nick says Kingston looked much better this past week. He did. Yeah, we'll see.
Not in the run game. Pass pro. I think the 49ers will keep Brock Purdy pretty much clean this year. The question is, how will the running backs do? And that's my issue, because we talk about Christian McCaffrey and things like that. Well, we need this run blocking offensive line to find a way. And so you're going to get those hiccups when you got the young guys out there, right? Like, so even Dominic Pooney's not great in run blocking yet, but you're hoping as he continues to stroll along, that's cool. We're not going to pass every down, and we can run the ball. I mean, you have Christian McCaffrey out there. He should be fine depending on how they utilize him as far as outside zone, inside, whatever. But the run blocking overall has been terrible. Now, I know that's going to change when Trent Williams comes back, so I'm good.
There you go. And you know, one of the guys that I think has been really good run block is Nick Sakel. Good Lord.
Yeah, good Lord, right? Great.
We wrote him off. It was like, okay, well, first year, nothing. Second year, nothing.
Nothing. Yep. But this is what developing players, being able to and he was not a practice squad guy. He was a guy they kept on the active roster, right?
Just inactive on that.
He didn't dress. Yeah, right. Like, right. He made the roster. He was just inactive every single week.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
they knew something. So we gotta trust them in the system and who that they see. I know when we do our draft shows and we know we need help here, I know we're going after the player that we know we can come plug in day one, be an instant, you know, help. But the Niners are figuring out ways, and you're watching. I know it's preseason, but you're watching improvements of the offensive line. And a lot of people will look at this last preseason game and be like, oh, the offensive line was trash. It really wasn't.
Nope.
It was 9 pressures.
Nope. A lot of non-separation by the wide receivers, tight ends.
Yeah.
And
John, 9 pressures, John. 9 pressures, 4 different quarterbacks, and I think 2 penalties. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah. A lot of those were Jalen Moore. I thought he had his worst game.
Oh, he wasn't. But it was his first game playing. So you're hoping he got his rust out of his system being his first game against an opponent, opposed to practicing against his own players.
Yeah. There we go. We got a question right here from the Sentinel. How do you think we did running to the left? I just pulled it up. To the left side, the biggest run was the jet sweep, so that one kind of counts. But
that was
not
Jacob
a lot.
Cowing.
Jacob Cowing. We had 4 rush attempts off the left tackle for 8 yards. Not good. The right side was much, much better. Mm-hmm. But once you get Aaron Banks and Trent Williams out there,
it's a totally different ball game.
Then running to the left is the jam. It's where you should go the majority of time. So I'm not too concerned about that. Big difference between Jalen Moore to Trent and, you know, not having Banks out there. Take that for what you will. Mm-hmm. Sakel's good, though. I like Sakel out there, man.
But I think that they got their because we talk about having John Feliciano. I think you now realize that, yo, we drafted a kid that can come in here and do the dang thing at the guard position. And he plays center, too. Yeah, I didn't think he was bad week one when he played center. So they got a combo guy on the offensive line. It's the 49ers way. You got to be combo.
Yeah, it was Ben Bartsch or Nick Sakel. And I always thought it was going to be Ben Bartsch, but Sakel has blown that dude out of the water. And Ben Bartsch hasn't stayed healthy. So, like, that extra reserve guy that you keep on your roster that's the backup interior offensive line, it's going to be Nick Sakel. Now, here, let's do this. I want to change it up from this or that player. Wayne, who is your favorite, not the best, who is your favorite rookie or undrafted free agent on the team this year that's just like, this is Wayne's guy? Is there somebody that stands out?
I mean, other than, I mean, can we go off of players that we've seen?
Sure. Because yeah, whatever.
Isaac Arendo didn't play, so I believe in him. I believe he's going to be an explosive piece, but we haven't seen it yet. And neither with Ricky Pearson. So I'm gonna omit those two. I'm gonna go off the guys that we've seen. It's something about Renardo Green that I'm starting to fall in love with, dog. Everybody's favorite is probably Malik Mustafa or Dominic Pooney, and I get it. They're showing up, but it's something about Renardo Green, and here's why. They're testing him with unlimited tests. Like, it's test after test after test after test after test. This kid came in from Florida State playing outside, and they're forcing him to play inside. He doesn't even like it, but you know what? He's getting better at it every single time. And I watched him cover Chris Olave, and I know he gave up that one catch, but God, John, that defense was tight as you know, it was tight. It was tight as skinny jeans, bro. I was trying to figure out, like, there was no penalty. He was covering him. And if that ball wasn't thrown perfectly, I'm sure he would have had a PBU on that one. But that ball was thrown perfectly by Derek Carr to Chris Olave, who made a great catch. That's what I like from Renardo Green. He's not afraid to step up. And I think his rookie season, he's not going to see the field a lot, because it depending on how they come out, their formations. But I think he has earned a spot to play nickelback for the 49ers, which will allow Diamandouro Lenore not to be overutilized, and he can play outside. So I think Renardo Green is going to change the level of the defensive play for that secondary.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, it was fun. You know, I was at the game, and I was in the corner of the end zone. And so when 31 was out there, he played a lot of outside corner this past week. And whenever he was manned up with Olave, I think it was like five times I counted, like, man, not zone coverage. We ran a lot more man this past week than we have. It is just like, man, you're trusting this kid. Five plays to be manned up against Chris Olave. He was one of the best route runners in the NFL. Like, he's always been that. It was awesome. Like, I walked away. I've always liked Green, but I walked away just being like, okay. And you know what?
He's the real deal, right? Like,
here's what I think. You talked about keeping Demo outside. I don't think so.
Oh, because you like him outside. I agree. But the question, Steve Wilkes is gone. He didn't want that. So let's see what Nick Sorensen does. My thing is, Sorensen, put those guys out there and put them in the best positions to be the best version of themselves. I prefer having Green outside because he's a dog. Like, he's going to not get beat, and he's going to probably take the realms of the outside corner next season. Contracts. So I just really like him. I really do. And if I can have him and him, or I want to see more from Darrell Luter Jr. too. I didn't think he had his best game, but he wasn't bad last week, right? And so I want to see what he can do. I think he's an only outside guy, though. Yes. But it was good to see him not get any penalties.
He needs more. He needs a little bit more. You know what I mean? And he's missed both training camps. He didn't practice all last year's training
camp. Last year he was hurt, remember?
He's over half this training camp. So that's huge. Now, I do want to talk about this because, you know, Debo, he was on the Richard Sherman podcast, which is awesome. They know each other. And he was like, I told him, I want to play nickel in the Super Bowl. But I completely disagree with Demo there. You had to change things up because Ambry Thomas had literally the worst two games of any corner in playoff history. Agreed. In that Green Bay and Detroit game. Like, you could not. Who was the other outside corner? Darrell Luter Jr.? You're going to put him outside of the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes?
And he had just came back, right? And so, it's crazy because who gave up the big play down the field to Mecole Hardman?
Oh, on that one, it was more of like it was zone, right? Coverage, and it was like a split between two defenders.
Two defenders, right. So I kind of put that on safeties not getting where they need to get.
He didn't lose that game because of Logan Ryan at nickel. I thought he played decent. He didn't play great, but
he had a better Super Bowl game than he did NFC Championship game. So you're saying that you thought he was taking shades at Wilkes. Maybe he felt like maybe he was taking shades at Logan Ryan.
Or Ambry Thomas. Like,
Ambry wasn't the nickel.
Right, so, but if he wanted to play inside, that's what he said. Like, Demo says, I wanted to play the nickel. I went to Steve Wilkes. He said no. Who plays outside?
It was Ambry and Ward.
You can't. Yeah, you can't put Ambry out there. That dude literally almost cost us both playoff games. Like, so that's why I'm like, and now look at the roster moves you made. You draft Renardo Green, who can play outside. You sign Isaac Yiadom, just taking outside snaps. So, like, I think that they are fine with Demo playing inside. I think they actually like it. I think he likes it. It's just who's going to be outside. That's the question. I think they want it to be Isaac Yiadom, but he's missed a lot of time. Renardo Green, and that's I think Rocky Sin is a possibility as well. I know you don't like him as much as I do, but the physicality, that is Niners MO to a T.
Oh, it's the violence. 100%. The question is, does he overplay to where he misses the tackle, he blows a coverage? These are things we haven't seen. Yeah. So that's the thing. He has the physicality. I'm not going to take that away from him. He is a rock solid corner with that style of play, and it actually fits the 49ers defense. But he's not a ball hawk. He's not anything special. He's just going to be able to lay the boom if he's able to connect. And so look, I'm not saying he's the worst corner. The worst corner would be Ambry Thomas. I feel like he should be the one on the bubble, but he's injured right now for some reason. And I think Kyle Shanahan is infatuated with him. I don't get it.
It's weird.
It's so weird. I don't get it. And my thing is this, right? As bad as Ambry Thomas is, I just don't think Ambry Thomas fits with the 49ers scheme. I don't think he's an off-man corner. I think he's more of a press guy, and he sucks at zone. Like, he's never going to get it. Like, it's not what he's going to do. Like, he's just not going to get it.
He's not physical either. Like, he doesn't like – he's the opposite of Rocky Sin. He don't want to hit.
So, doesn't fit. So, they got to figure that out. So, Ambry, the pair of Michigan boys might be on the bubble. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know one Michigan boy that won't be.
Jake Moody.
Jake Moody better be Jake. People are still complaining about Jake Moody, and I get
it. You know who he is. He's gonna make a 50-60 yard field goal, and he's gonna
miss one.
Gonna miss 40 yarders. Like the problem is, we went from the most accurate 40 yard kicker ever to
the most inaccurate. Not inaccurate, but the one that's gonna make you be like, yeah, I got you.
But you can kick the longer field goals. Like, I don't have a problem with Jake Moody. Like, he's going to be your kicker for a long time and should be. It's the inconsistencies are going to be there. But you can also kick 55-yard field goals now, and that's a positive. Now, before we jump off this, I want to know, let's make our depth chart of just outside corners, okay? So, Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, just outside corners.
And I think Yiadom would be – Yiadom should be three, but he's not. So. He's not played, though. And Renardo Green is moving up the depth chart as the outside guy. So I'm going to put Green at three, Yiadom at four as your outside guy.
So week one, you're putting nickel, very first 11 personnel comes out, three wide receiver set. Week one against the Jets, Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You're sending Yiadom or you're sending Renardo Green out there as your number three?
I think I like what I saw from Renardo Green. And I understand you got some guaranteed money with Yiadom, but hey, now you got great depth, right? I mean, the whole key is to have great depth, get these young players out there. I'm putting Green out there with Ward, bro. Ooh. I'm putting Dog and Ooh. Dog out there, and I'm putting Diamador Lenore at the nickel.
Man, that's all. I think Yiadom would be the early one, but the health is the question. You know,
that's why I said that. Like, you don't know how he's going to come back from this particular injury. He hasn't practiced in a while, and you're watching a kid trend up. Like, that's hard, right? That's a hard decision. Hmm. They're both going to make the roster. The question is, will Yiadom be healthy enough to go week one?
I like it. All right, one more question, and then we'll wrap this up. Tatum Bethune or Samuel Womack? These are depth plays at both their positions, but special teams is going to be where they kind of shine.
I like Bethune, man.
I do too. He can play that run. He plays against the run so well.
This sucks. I love Womack the third too. I don't know, y'all sick. I think I'm gonna go with Bethune there. You want that. Like, you got a hybrid linebacking safety combo guy. I think the Niners are pretty set at corner. It's going to be hard for him to Womack to get any run at corner, but they're both special team aces. It's crazy. Well, we know Womack can be a special teams ace. I think I'm going to go Bethune here. Yeah, I'm thinking that's the extra linebacker I would want on this roster.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, these are tough questions. Right here, Invader says, not find anything about Thomas.
He hasn't been placed on there yet.
They're waiting because the new rule, in the old, he would have been on IR already. But in the new rule, you're allowed to bring two players back from IR before the 53-man is set. You get eight. You get to bring two back. So the 49ers are kind of vying their time. Like, can we bring him back? Or is this just if we put him on IR and he's done? So the Niners are just waiting to see if something bad happens somewhere else and what that looks like. So that's kind of where they're at for that. And, like, I do want to say this. We're going to have our Zoom hangout this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Did I put the wrong date on there again? This Sunday, we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting. Did I do the wrong date? No, it's the 25th, not the 26th. I got to fix that stupid thing. I'm an idiot. Where we go through and make our 53-man roster. So sign up to 49ersrush.com. Check that out. And then, look, Patreon, go support the Wayne Breezy. One of my favorite things every single week is where he breaks down the explosive plays. It's absolutely incredible.
I love this one. This was fun. There wasn't much to break down in this game because it's a preseason game.
Watch Josh Dobbs run. That's what...
I'm adding another layer to that. Like I'm going through the incomplete passes and stuff like that. So like we can see who ran the wrong route, who wasn't in sync, things like that. So it's gonna be pretty cool this year.
Gonna be a good time. So that's gonna do it for our show today. Always fun, Wayne. We'll
bring the show back the Wednesday. Before the first week of the NFL. Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
Because John's going to give us the game plan on how to beat Aaron Rodgers. Not beating the Jets, beating Aaron Rodgers. Got to beat Aaron Rodgers again.
Man, I almost said something bad, and I'm glad I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't either.
I wanted to make fun of Aaron Rodgers, and...
Here, I'll just do it for you.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, there we go.
We'll leave it there. That's awesome. Guys, you are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful. Maybe if we play, I clicked the button. It didn't play. Let's try it again.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.